We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
And welcome, heroic viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. A satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Please join us in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 30 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 44 on Via Vision de Via Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In channel 57 on Medium Network Service MNS. In Mongolia, in Holt Province, channel 21 on Khan Alte Cable TV. In Eldenet City, channel Z26 on Hartengold Cable TV. In channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Subbator, Sedding Province, channel 30 on Minimongol. In Dahon Ur Province, channel 8 on Dahon Broadcasting System. In Cha, channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, channel 47, and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Ututh, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huayu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Shanghua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV. Yongjiale Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online. at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Hungarian-born philanthropist Mr. George Soros establishes the Climate Policy Initiative. In community news, Lesotho Child Helpline assists an increasing number of youngsters to access services. In veg news, Gelati Giuseppe in Poland features delicious vegan ice cream. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 24th, renowned Mexican artist Mr. Diego Rivera is fondly remembered. Born in 1886 in Guanajuato, Mexico, Mr. Rivera passed away on this day in 1957. Considered one of the greatest Mexican painters of the 20th century, he is especially known for his murals, which were displayed in public settings. He wanted his art to be accessible to all people. In the 1920s, he played a major role in the Mexican mural renaissance, and his creations are well known around the world. Among his most prominent works are the frescoes, Creation, and Detroit Industry. May art lovers of present and future generations have the opportunity to appreciate Mr. Diego Rivera's amazing artistic creations.
Fly-In News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Greece. Torrential rains that began in early November overflowed creeks in northern Greece, causing at least one fatality and damaging farms and crops. Numerous people were left stranded in their cars or homes. On November 10th, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our Native Association members please check and provide comfort if any desperate victims needed help. Expressing her love and prayers, she added that funds would be available as needed. As Supreme Master Qinghai often asks for updates, the following is our Association Foreign Group's report.
November 21st, 2009. Most Merciful Master, regarding flood in Greece. After checking with the local authorities, we learned that floods have occurred quite often in this area in the past few years, and the local people were well prepared, so there is no need for relief work. However, one family lost a husband and father in the flood. We will bring Master's love and comfort to the mother and her child. We thank our beloved Master for her constant love and support. Love from association members in Greece.
We are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share these details with our concerned viewers and to Foreign Group for this report. Our appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's attentive care of the vulnerable, wishing the Greek people a soon return to the comfort of their day-to-day lives as such weather extremities subside through humanity's gentler, eco-stabilizing ways.
Blazes in Australia escalate. Faced with unseasonably scorching heat, drought, and damaging winds, southeastern Australia is now also endangered by 130 bushfires. A total fire ban was issued throughout much of New South Wales on Sunday, November 22nd, and a Code Red catastrophic warning is still in place since November 17th in areas of South Australia state. As a precautionary measure, the Rylstone Hospital has been evacuated and officials are encouraging residents of the Rylstone and Candos regions to leave the area as fire crews struggle to contain a fire that has already burnt through 1,600 hectares. Some 2,000 volunteers, 1,700 firefighters and over 70 aircrafts are working to extinguish the flames in New South Wales, which have already claimed one home. Our gratefulness, New South Wales, and all other firefighters and officials for your brave efforts to restore the safety of the Australian people. We pray for the protection of the fire-afflicted and that disasters as these are alleviated through our more caring stewardship of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Tons of seeds and fertilizers.
European Union and Nigeria sign $1 billion cooperation accord. The four-year financing, a combination of grants and loans that will come from the European Development Fund, are intended to assist Nigeria with enhancing peace, security, governance, human rights and trade. European Commissioner for Development and Humanitarian Aid, Karl de Gucht, said, "This agreement shows that Europe stands by Nigeria and its people in the development challenges it faces. Our appreciation and providence bless European Union for your generous commitment to brethren in Nigeria, wishing them ever-expanding harmony and prosperity throughout their beautiful land."
Webby Awards recognize the top 10 internet moments of the decade. Presented by the U.S.-based International Academy of Digital Arts and Sciences, the event honored such online advancements as the advent of Wikipedia, the launch of Google AdWords, Apple's iPhone, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, along with the expansion of Craigslist and the role of the Internet in the 2008 U.S. presidential campaign. Webby Awards Executive Director David Michel Davies said the recurring theme among all of the milestones on our list is the Internet's capacity to circumvent old systems and put more power into the hands of ordinary people. Bravo, Webby Award recipients, for your digital innovation and ingeniousness. The world continues to welcome such technologies that connect and bring us all closer together.
Red and processed meats are associated with prostate cancer. A 9-year study of over 175,000 men conducted by the US-based National Cancer Institute and published in the American Journal of Epidemiology has found that those who consumed the highest amounts of red and processed meats were at increased risk of any stage of prostate cancer and especially advanced cancer. High levels of nitrates and nitrites, the preservatives used in processed meat, along with grilling or barbecuing as a cooking method, were also linked to higher risk of cancer. Our thanks, U.S. National Cancer Institute, for this important report revealing more of the many harms caused by meat eating. Let us all protect ourselves and our families by choosing the life-saving vegan lifestyle.
As swine flu concerns continue, plant-based nutrients may boost immune system. The drug manufacturer of a swine flu vaccine in Canada has requested a recall of 170,000 doses following an unusually high number of allergic reactions in humans. Officials in the Canadian provinces of Quebec and Manitoba are also investigating 3 deaths that occurred within days of receiving the vaccine. In one family, a 38-year-old mother and her daughter both received the swine flu vaccine, after which the mother passed away within days, and the daughter was hospitalized with elevated fever and swollen, painful legs.
Meanwhile, deaths from the zoonotic animal-borne swine flu include 9 deaths in Egypt, 555 in India, and 112 in Turkey. Also perished were 4 people from various countries who had been starting the annual Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. Although the swine flu cases, including the fatal ones, are too many to count, a tally kept by the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control has totaled 7,632 deaths, based on submitted government reports.
Many people are justifiably concerned over the health risk as well as the inhumane manufacturing practices involved in the vaccine. According to medical experts, including Dr. Stephen Lawson, administrative director of the U.S.-based Linus Pauling Institute, micronutrients can help prevent and overcome illnesses such as swine flu. As Dr. Lawson stated in a phone interview,
"There are many micronutrients in our diet that help the immune system, and of course being healthy in general is a boost as well, so a good diet and exercise are very important for immune function. There are a number of vitamins that come from plants that are very important in good functioning of the immune system, including vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin D, and also the mineral zinc are all very important in immune function."
Foods that are rich in immunity-boosting vitamins include fruits, vegetables, nuts, beans, and seeds. In addition, some essential protective substances, such as phytochemicals, are found only in plant-based foods.
We send our earnest condolences and prayers to the loved ones of those who perished or are suffering due to the swine flu and its related effects. Our appreciation, Dr. Lawson, for confirming the benefits of a healthy plant-based diet. May we all make use of the protective attributes of the nutrient-abundant vegan fare for the lasting vitality of all.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the alternative living flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative living.
Change your life, change your heart, change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
East African bloc agrees to common trade market. On Friday, November 20th, the presidents of Burundi, Kenya, Rwanda, Tanzania, and Uganda signed the accord, which also commemorated the East African community's 10th anniversary. This treaty, effective by July 2010, will allow free movement of people and products across the region. Your Excellencies and East African nations, we join in warm welcome of your new accord. May the people of your beautiful nations prosper in shared fulfillment and cooperation.
Researchers find size doesn't matter when it comes to animal intelligence. Studies conducted at the Queen Mary's Research Centre for Psychology in the United Kingdom have discovered that bigger brain size does not account for more intelligent behaviour, as larger animals need bigger brains simply for movement and control. In addition, recent research by French and American scientists revealed that small insects, like ants, display greatly sophisticated cognition and behavior via examples where they have risked their lives in collapsing sand to save their kin from danger. What amazing qualities of intelligence and loving courage! Many thanks, international researchers, for these valued findings. May such displays of loving selflessness by some of our tiniest animal co-inhabitants give rise to humans' respect for all beings on Earth.
Save our planet. Bangkok, Thailand faced with serious threat of rising waters. This city of 10 million people, already prone to flooding, is one of 20 major urban regions named by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change as being vulnerable to submergence from climate change-caused rising sea levels. Most recently, research conducted by the Asian Institute of Technology shows that Bangkok, along with 30 other Thai provinces, could be devastated in the next 50 years.
Many families are already suffering from these effects and have been forced to relocate frequently. Thai citizen Cameron Dedock, who has moved four times, said, "My original house was a few kilometers away from the sea. Each time we have to move, it's with great sadness, but we are also happy that we are then safe from the storms. Then we move again. It is an endless cycle." Affirming the situation's urgency, Professor Phanawat Jarapongsakul of Chulalongkorn University stated the effects of climate change have come very close to our society, so there's no time to discuss whether it's real or not. It's time now to act.
We thank Professor Jarapongsakul, the Asian Institute of Technology, and other researchers for this valuable information. Our prayers for the safety of the Thai people, as well as other residents of the world's threatened coastal regions. May we all protect ourselves from these changes by quickly adopting lifestyles in harmony with our ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai, who often reminds us of the increasingly urgent state of our planet, spoke once more of the changes we must make to avoid disaster during an interview published in the September 2009 edition of The House magazine.
It's too serious. These are people forced from their homes and communities due to rising sea levels and a host of other natural disasters, so-called natural disasters, but in fact, it's all man-made. Sea level rise, for example, threatens half the world's population living within 200 kilometers of a coastline. These situations will only worsen, not improve, until we stop the course. This means to halt the livestock production and meat consumption. If humans switch to vegan diet, the earth will begin cooling immediately, and many of these dilemmas can be even reversed. So please, be wise and do good to save the planet and all the beings on it, including you and me.
Save our planet. In Tunisia, the Environmental Investment and Employment Fair Green Ifriqiya 2009 features eco-technology exhibits as well as seminars on sustainable energy and other green topics.
Save our planet. The Papalote Children's Museum in Mexico City, Mexico welcomes a dynamic climate change exhibit developed by international scientists to help inform about the key issues of global warming, which will continue traveling through museums around the world.
Save our planet. With the outcome of December's Copenhagen Climate Summit in jeopardy if the world's largest CO2 emitters don't commit to binding goals, the U.S. State Department announces that President Barack Obama is considering agreement to a provisional emission reduction goal prior to legislation being passed.
Warning news. A report from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency estimates that fish in about half of U.S. lakes and reservoirs are contaminated with mercury levels considered dangerous to health.
Hi, I'm Molly the Moose, with a tip on reducing clutter in your home. I'm a vegetarian, by the way. A great thing to do periodically is to clean out your garage. After sorting boxes and older items, you can donate some things you don't need to a local charity and place others in the recycling bin. As the saying goes, cleanliness is next to godliness. Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around our beautiful globe.
In sustainable energy news, a noted financier and philanthropist invests $1 billion in clean energy. Hungarian-born Mr. George Soros said a goal of his allocation of funds to the green sector is to significantly contribute to solving the global energy problem. Mr. Soros has also inaugurated a climate policy initiative, CPI, to which he will donate $10 million a year for the next 10 years. Based in San Francisco, USA, and headed by Professor Thomas Heller of Stanford University, the CPI will monitor and analyze the success of various nations in terms of low-carbon development. Our sincere appreciation, Mr. Soros, for your generous initiatives toward mitigating climate change. With Godspeed, may your efforts, along with the earth-saving vegan diet adopted by the world's citizens, help us rescue our precious home.
In community news, Lesotho Child Helpline provides support for young people. The facility was launched in April 2008 and hosted by the non-profit organisation Save the Children. It offers counselling services and links youngsters with a range of other organisations. The number of calls has risen from an average of 232 a month in 2008 to over 1,300 in August 2009. This is in part attributed to a television announcement of the services. Ms. Mosalisi Shale, Program Manager at Save the Children, said of the current increase in calls, "It's a positive thing because at least they know that if there is a problem, there is someone to listen." Our heartfelt gratitude and heaven bless Child Helpline, Save the Children and all groups working to help vulnerable youngsters of Lesotho. May your kind assistance bring comfort and improve life situations to many beautiful children of your nation. Up next on Noteworthy News, a vegan ice cream shop is opened in Poland. We're going out to enjoy the fresh air. Be right back. More illustrious news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, energizing news for revitalizing world. In veg news, a city in Poland features delicious vegan ice cream. Sopot, a popular tourist resort on the coast of the Baltic Sea, is now home to Gelati Giuseppe. Open since July 2009, word is being shared quickly of the wonderful frozen animal-free desserts served there.
Ja muszę powiedzieć, że bardzo rzadko jadam lody, ale o tych lodach słyszałam i dlatego specjalnie przyszliśmy, żeby skosztować i są rzeczywiście rewelacyjne. Naprawdę każdemu polecam.
Wczoraj był u mnie kolega, to też trzy razy przyjeżdżaliśmy, po prostu tak, posmakowały mu, nie?
Mamy tutaj wycieczki z całej Polski. Jak ktoś do nas przyjeżdża, to na lody zabieramy tutaj.
Chocolate, vanilla, and assortment of fruit flavors, as well as vegetable options such as pumpkin and beetroot are available, made with a majority of organic ingredients. The owners, Mr. Giuseppe Lemendini and his wife, Ms. Marzina Peszek, both vegan, opened the shop in part to help promote the compassionate plant-based diet.
Uso semplicemente ingredienti di alta qualità, biologico, come ad esempio il riso biologico, lo zucchero soltanto di canna biologico, e poi del fruttosio, la frutta il 50%, frutta vera, succo di limone biologico, semplicemente pochi ingredienti, pochi e buoni.
Our hats off for your innovative and health-conscious ideas, Mr. Giuseppe Lamandini and Ms. Marcena Piszczek. Thank you so much and heaven bless you for offering this crème de la crème vegan desserts to the delight of consumers, young and old alike. May Gelati Giuseppe be graced with continued success.
Let's share some laughter with a joke told in Nepalese entitled Dinner Choices.
हाम्रो सानो हवाई जहाज भित्र यात्राको बेलामा खाना खाने समय भएको थियो. यहाँले खाना खानुहुन्छ? वायुयान परिचारिकाले मेरो अघिल्तिरको सिटमा बसेको मानिसलाई सोधिन्,
के रोज्न सक्छु?
त्यो मान्छेले सोध्यो, खाने या नखाने? उनले भनिन्.
And now for our viewers' hotline from Elijah Lin, a staff member at Dr. Joel Fuhrman's office in New Jersey, the United States of America. An acclaimed physician, nutritional expert, and vegan, Dr. Joel Fuhrman's video message at the Jeju Island, South Korea, Children's Health and Sustainable Planet Conference in September 2009 was broadcast on Supreme Master Television's Worlds of Wisdom. It is downloadable free of charge at www.suprememastertv.com/featured.
I watched the Walk the Way of Love introduction on your website and forwarded it to the entire staff, plus a few friends, because I enjoyed it so much. I really loved this quote at the end, too, and was about to start transcribing it and then found it on the webpage.
I dream that all the world will become peaceful. I dream that all the killing will stop. I dream that all the children will walk in peace and harmony. I dream that all the nations shake hands with each other, protect each other, and help each other. I dream that our beautiful planet will not be destroyed. It takes billion, billion, trillions of years to produce this planet, and it's so beautiful, so wonderful. I dream that it will continue, but in peace, beauty, and love.
Awesome quote. I just printed it and posted it at my desk. Keep up the good work you're doing. Cheers, Elijah, drfurman.com, Flemington, New Jersey, USA.
Kindred spirit Elijah, it is precious to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai's dream is indeed inspirational. She is working with full dedication to help rescue our planet so that all beings may have a glorious future. Sharing the organic vegan solution with as many people as possible is the best action we can take now. With heaven's love and light to you and your progressive American co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company for Ruth Wilson News.
May you be blessed with a happy heart and generous spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Talks between Armenia and Azerbaijan, mediated by France, Russia, United States, and the European Union, are reportedly progressing well in their goal to resolve the Nagorno-Karabakh territory matter.
Spain, Japan, Venezuela, and USA send humanitarian aid, which includes water tanks, filters, tents, bottled water, cleaning kits, and other supplies to help people in El Salvador affected by recent storms.
Hundreds of Thai citizens gather at a tobacco industry congress in Bangkok to present more than 86,000 signatures of those who wish these annual meetings to be halted, along with a ban of tobacco promotion in Asia.
The United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Authority pledges $5 million to the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency for refurbishing the Nayrab refugee camp in Syria to improve living conditions for its Palestinian residents.
A study published in the leading urological journal BJU International states that supplementing vitamin D, easily accomplished through moderate sun exposure, may help to slow or even reverse prostate cancer in men.
French First Lady Carla Bruni and Qatar Foundation Chair for Education, Science and Community Development, Her Highness Sheikha Mozad bint Nasser al-Misnad, discuss enhancing cooperation in social and educational fields.
A Meatless Mondays program emphasizing vegetarian options is set to begin spring semester 2010 at the University of Maryland, USA, to promote healthy and environmentally sustainable living.
U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, Director Jay Knott states that over $500 million has been donated in 2009 for Jordanian water projects, as he affirms his country's continued support.
Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner of France signs a $3 million agreement to donate funds for the rebuilding of the Al-Quds Hospital in Gaza, Palestine, restoring it from damage that occurred earlier this year.
Austrian archaeologists discover a second Babylonian seal in Egypt dating back to 1790 BC, indicating that trade established by the ancient Egyptians had extended as far east as modern-day Iraq. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.